you sons of bitches! Wake up, wake up.
Alright.
I'm trying to fix it, though. I'm trying to fix it. Just so they know where we coming from when we coming from it. And at the same
this
time...
This song is fucking dope.
This, hey, that's what I'm saying. That's why I want to come hard. Because if y'all don't know this song, listen to it. This is some old school song.
If you don't know this song...
If you don't know this song, you might... They might be on the wrong podcast if they don't know this song.
They're cleaning up my dude, Dr. Dre, and I'm still loving it.
Oh, no. Yeah, hey.
Like, yo, doctor. That's the shit.
Tell me where the fuck you find an anorexic rap, but...
Yeah, this song is dope.
This is a Eazy-E, BG Knockout, all them clowns, yeah. Man. Oh, cats, clowns, whatever, dog, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's CPT, all love, man. It's whatever, all love.
Yeah.
But,
so, yeah, okay. Today, we're jumping right back into... Our list, it originally wasn't a list, but there's so many names that we're going to get props to.
We have
this is turning into a list. The best male role models of all time.
Yes.
Part 2.
Yes. And we might be hitting you back to back, but if not, you catch it when you can.
Yeah, I know. Knowing the way I put up the shows, I mean, this could be like 3 months apart, so whatever, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, whatever. Just, but still,
yeah.
Best male role models of all time. All
right, here we go.
The first list... Went off.
Yeah. With Drake Day. But they only met Easy Pay Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that.
Okay, so we're going to jump right back into this
list.
Is it
too late to throw Easy E in there, bitch?
Yeah. Well, hey, let's start it off.
Yes.
The Easy E.
Easy E was Compton representative, Compton diplomat.
Compton was nothing without Easy E.
Compton?
Before Easy E.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to say it so real. A lot of black people knew about Compton.
Yeah, but I mean, the rest of the world didn't.
Hey,
I grew up in Gardena. Gardena is West Compton.
That's Compton adjacent. That's damn sure Compton adjacent.
That's West Compton.
But until
so
it was
I knew
like,
CPT.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, the world didn't uh-huh. until Eazy-E and NWA came out.
100 miles and running.
Yeah.
Plus, coming I mean, back, we're coming.
Who's the first person you ever heard with AIDS?
Yeah.
It was Eazy-E.
Yeah, wait, who got it first, him or Magic?
Nah, Eazy-E.
Eazy-E got
died.
It. Yeah.
Eazy-E died before Magic got it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eazy-E got it first. And apparently, Magic doesn't have AIDS.
That's so dope.
Watch
Magic
that
has a lot
episode.
Of money.
He Watch
has
that
a lot
South
of
Park
money.
Episode.
You know what I'm saying? Magic has a lot of money. A couple of Fridays and some 24-hour fitnesses compared to some vaccinations and shit.
He owns like 10% of the Lakers shit.
Hey, dog.
The Lakers suck, but they're making money.
You know, Lakers, 24-hour fitness, Fridays.
All right, let's jump back into the list.
Maybe a Starbucks or two?
Last time we ended on some relevant, now present-day sports icons. I got a couple sports icons for you that are like literally, legitimately changed the game.
All right.
First one, Jackie Robinson.
Yes. And you know I get a lot of racial on here every once in a while. I ain't
really?
You know, it comes kind of.
No.
But let's talk about the black man that changed the white man's game.
Jackie Robinson. For real, I'm a baseball guy. I'm a Los Angeles Dodger guy. Jackie Robinson, for real, for not just baseball, but sports in general, changed the world.
Yes, he did.
Legitimately. Like I mean,
yes, he did.
And I mean, just forget the fact that he was just the first black dude on there. The way he took that shit, took the punishment and the beating down every day, getting shit thrown at him, getting called nigger every day 1,000 times,
and still
took
rose
that
up
shit,
to the challenge like
was rookie of the year,
like
the first year.
I'm here. I'm
1947, here. Brooklyn Dodgers was the rookie of the year. It's like fuck you, call me a nigger, whatever. I got 15 triples this year. I led the league in stolen bases. What? I'm hitting .320.
Where?
Fuck you.
Jackie
Robinson is the.
That's the man.
If
right
I was
there,
making a list, if we were making a top 10, then Jackie Robinson is my top 3.
There it is.
Jackie Robinson
is
my guy. You know that shit.
That's
it. Jackie Robinson. I'm not even black. Jackie Robinson is my dude.
Jackie Robinson is the man. I you know I ain't gonna say nothing else about that. It's just that's just how it is.
Next up on the list, you ready? Kind of on the same tip as Jackie Robinson. That's saying a lot. Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Bitch, I ain't going to Vietnam. Fuck you. I ain't got nothing against the fucking Asian man. I ain't got nothing against him. Why are you going to try and pit me against that? The other
Cassius fellow? Clay was cool. Muhammad Ali was the shit.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
When he won the gold medal, it was like, fuck this shit. This don't mean shit to me. Threw this shit in the river.
Like, I ain't going... What? Why are you trying to put the black man in the army?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry. Look. Look, I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna tell you this. I don't know how everybody else, like, I don't. Hey, let me put it like this. Whenever I think of the army, I think of Public Enemy. You know, can't trust it. don't believe the hype. you know what I'm saying?
But so, let's do okay. this. I got another sport guy. He's not a legend like the last two. For me, he's one of the legends as a Dallas Cowboy fan. Michael Irvin.
I like this song, by the way.
Michael Irvin.
Wide Mink receiver. Coke wearing ass.
Dude, come on. Went to Duke. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it didn't court. Like,
went to court.
What a mink.
Went to court on some coke and some hooker charges in a fucking big ass, like, $5,000 mink coat. Just chilling.
Y'all can't touch me. Y'all can't touch
that's
me.
The fucking shit. And that's why Michael Irvin. Probably my favorite football player of all time.
And still got out in time to play the game, right?
Never missed a game in his
life. That's what I'm saying.
Never missed a game in his life. That's what I'm saying. Hall of Famer now, too. Mm-hmm. Funny as hell on ESPN.
Hey, man.
Michael Irvin is the dude. So, yeah. Back to the list. Sticking with the sports. Kind of the sports.
Right.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Boom!
John Madden. Bitch, if you ain't been playing video games for the last 20 years of your life, you don't know what we talking about.
Forget the football. Forget the commentary. For his knowledge on the video games, John Madden is a god.
Boom.
John Madden is just for that tough fact of connecting, bitch.
Pat Summerall, 10 yards on the carry.
First down.
But John Madden is the shit.
Kind of on the sports tip, but definitely a legend. Evel Knievel
is, look, and I'm going to tell you, man, I'm not that radical white dude. I'm sorry. But Evel Knievel, and I'm going to care. Y'all going to be like, Skeet, why you kept bringing race into this shit? Whatever, dog. It is just how it is, dog. But but I'm going to tell you this, know. Man. Look, Evel Knievel is a badass dude, man. And if y'all don't know, man, y'all better listen up, man. Just Google Evel Knievel if you're too young to know about him. That shit down in, what was he doing, like in Altamont with the Hell's Angels and all kinds of crazy shit? Evel Knievel going, getting arrested, getting all the prisoners, limos and shit. Evel Knievel is a man.
You know what I just read about Evel Knievel? The second jump he ever did in his life, like 10 months into his career, happened at Ascot in Gardena, California.
That's dope.
What?
Let me put it like this, man. All you cats out there that's like, oh man, I love these X Games. You better give mad props to Evel Knievel. You cats, Evel Knievel was doing that with a cape and no fire extinguisher.
Harley Davidson. He was riding a fucking Harley Davidson, a 1,000-pound Harley Davidson, not no 400-pound little
doing
rice rocket shit.
Yeah,
Evel Knievel. Yeah. Stop it. Next.
All right, let's do this.
Next on the list.
Evel Knievel's top 10, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Evel Knievel's the shit. Next on the list, one of the dopest stashes of all time, Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds is the shit.
I'll fuck you on the bandit,
bitch.
Rug.
The bandit
is the shit.
Burt Reynolds is the man. Just the way he talked, chewing on the gum and chewing on the toothpick and shit.
Yep.
Burt Reynolds was the shit.
Alright, who else we got?
Sylvester Stallone.
Did we need to say more? Rocky?
Rocky Rambo? And Rambo?
Damn, did y'all catch part one? Part two is looking good.
Part two got some names. Part one was the shit. Part two got some names.
Part two is looking good.
You ready for this one? Maybe he kind of bitched out in the last couple years, but Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Look. Terminator, Predator, Hercules, Conan. Should I keep going? I'm saying
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the shit. And he's the governor. And he's running the country.
Arnold Classic in bodybuilding. If you ever lifted a weight in your life, Arnold
Classic.
And he
was in Twins. Anyway.
Another top 10.
Yeah. Next on the list, not Keanu Reeves, because he's kind of faggy.
Mm-hmm.
But Neo.
Right.
The one. Anytime, forget superhero, forget movie character, whatever, when you get called The One.
That's the shit.
That's fucking badass.
Neo is the shit, dog. Neo is.
At the end of the first Matrix, when he gets shot, then he stands up.
Oh.
And he's standing there. He's like, he flexes on the room.
He's, yeah.
He flexes on the room.
It makes the whole room.
The whole room like bows out.
Oh.
And the other just like, whoa. Peace. Yeah, Neo was the man. Neo was.
Oh, wait, but let's bump this a little louder.
I you like want that. No Neo?
Trick Daddy, if y'all don't know Trick Daddy, you can make the list. You gotta just you gotta come out
Trick
with another
Daddy,
hit.
Yeah, you need some more hits.
One more hit. But you want more? You can. Yeah, you're close.
Let me see where you. This is what you need to do to represent Trick Daddy. You ready? This is where the list is at. You ready? Stan Lee.
Oh! Well, Trick Daddy, it was a good run.
I'm saying Stan Lee. Okay, let's just name some names. X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men. My bad.
Spider-Man. The Hulk. Shit. Captain America. Duh.
The whole X-Men. I mean, the X-Men is like.
The X-Men, Wolverine, everybody.
It's done.
And Spider-Man.
It's done.
And that's just a few. Iron Man.
It's done.
Stan Lee. Those are all in his head.
Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic Four.
It's done.
All in Stan Lee's head. All these movies that you're watching. All these dope. All the dopest. Movies.
Yeah, that's Stan Lee right there.
It's all Stan Lee. Stanley's in every single one of those movies too,
yes,
by the way.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Getting Stanley. A drink from like a bitch, like, I'm Stanley.
In the Iron Man movie, what you call it? Robert Downey Jr. calls him Hef.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Hef, nice to see you. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. Come on. That's the shit. Speaking of that same cartoon realm, this one, I dare you to talk shit about him because I swear to God I will find you. Optimus Prime.
Oh my God. That's the greatest. Roll out. Roll out.
Optimus Prime can lead me into anywhere on the planet.
Look, let me tell you this right now.
I'd join the army if Optimus Prime was real. They told me to do it.
I'm sorry. Any country out there right now? Arrogant Americans. Arrogant Americans. Yeah. Whatever, dog. Whatever.
No arrogant Yanks.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, thanks. Worse. Thanks. Yeah. AZ. This is directed towards you. AZ. Hey, we appreciate the female audience, AZ. We love you for hollering at us and getting your mates. Yeah. Getting your mates to get at us, and we love it. But at the same time, American history is Optimus Prime.
We talked about Flint last. Come on.
If you heard about George Washington, he comes a close second.
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, not on this list.
Optimus Prime, on the list.
However, Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong are on the list. Dude, I remember the first place. I remember where I was at when I saw Up in Smoke. The funniest movie. I remember the dude. They get pulled over by the cops. Chong is eating all the drugs because he doesn't want to get busted. And Cheech is there high as fuck. And the cop's like, hey, where's your license? He's like, hey, it's on the back of the car. It's the first time I saw that, I swear to God, I was like 12 years old. I don't think I laughed that hard about
it. KTLA, dog. KTLA.
Born in East LA.
Born in East LA.
One of my favorite movies of all time. Cheech, do your thing. All right. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. What's your cop dramas? Yeah. We still love you, but your cop dramas.
That was me representing the Mexicans. You ready? I'm not going to say anything right here. All right.
This is
all your boy Skeet. I give him his props too, but Skeet's going to go off. You ready? All right. Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran is dope. Dog, look. I hate to keep making this racial, dog. I hate to keep making this racial, man. I ain't got nothing against my white folks, dog. But y'all saw how we was partying, dog. You know what? It ain't even about OJ, dog. It ain't even about OJ. It definitely, because, you know, OJ is a fucking idiot. You know, you got him back.
No.
You got him back. He's back in jail. He's behind bars.
Yeah, you got him. Finally.
Yeah.
Totally
the juice is loose.
Anymore.
You got him back. But let's talk about it, man. You said, Big Sexy said some of the realest shit ever. All right, this is the thing. The fact that the juice got off the first time, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Big Sexy said, you know what, Johnny Cochran, we was talking about Halloween. He was like, man, I'm going to dress like Johnny Cochran should have dressed at the OJ trial.
That's real.
Mink coat and some gaiters, dog, and like a fedora with a feather in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Michael Irvin.
If it don't fit, you must have quit. You can't touch Johnny Cochran out there.
Johnny Cochran, I mean, he should get way more props than he's got.
I bet you Johnny Cochran could do the electric slide, dog.
Oh, fuck that. He was probably in the first line that invented that shit.
Johnny Cochran got skill and soul, and Johnny Cochran's the man.
All right, here's another name right here. Totally opposite of Johnny Cochran. We were kind of just bagging on him a couple songs ago. Dr. Dre. I mean, come on, N.W.A. Oh, I mean, Eazy-E was talking shit about him, but there would be no Eazy-E without Dr. Dre.
Oh, no. There would be no
Eazy-E
without Dr. Would there really be gangster rap without Dr. Dre?
No. I'm saying no.
There's no gangster rap without Dr. Dre.
I agree 1,000%. Snoop Dogg, The Game, yep. Uh-huh. Warren G, Eminem.
Yep, come all on. Them cats. 50 Cent.
Nope. All these dudes that you love, that you worship, mm-hmm. they would not be here without Dr. Dre.
Yep.
So Dr. Dre gets mad props. Again, totally opposite of what I just said, but Bruce Lee.
Bruce. Game of Death. Fucking.
Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon.
In the yellow suit.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Bruce Lee. Was it Jeet Kune Do or whatever?
Jeet Kune Do, that's
right. He invented
right.
some shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
It wasn't typo either, bitches.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's not, yeah, fuck that
the
shit.
The Billy Bands.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Bruce Lee was the man. Next on the list, I'm going to throw you a curveball. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Jack in the Box. Two tacos for 99 cents,
Jack in the
bitch.
Box was the shit.
Tacos for 99 cents.
Jack in the Box. Curly fries, bitch.
Dude.
You can get some curly fries.
You can get a burger. You can get tacos. You can get some fish sticks. You can get some mozzarella cheese
sticks. And all for all y'all cats out there that don't know who Jack in the Box is in our other countries out there.
I know, yeah. I'm sorry. Come to America. Come to L.A.
Yeah. America.
I'll buy you two tacos. Come over
here. Yeah. Just get over here. We got it. Because it's only 99 cents.
I got you.
You know,
I'll count some pennies. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Our economy's bad right now. But, you know, just come on over.
And they're not even good tacos, but they're fucking good.
Yeah, they are.
It's like fake meat. Yeah. Like a half a slice
that's
of
soy
like
bullshit.
American cheese, like some Kraft singles and shit.
You gotta get on down
it's
here.
It's fucking the
you
shit.
You gotta get on down here.
So, yeah, next on the list, here's a name that I would say 90% of you people don't know. Name is Greg Anderson.
Greg Anderson?
Greg Anderson was the trainer for Barry Bonds.
Talk about a hush man.
Barry Bonds used steroids, whatever.
Yeah.
Gary Anderson is the one, Greg Anderson is the one who. Basically fed him the drugs.
Did you hear the player organization talking about him getting treated unfairly now?
Fuck that.
Yeah, whatever. That's dope.
Greg Anderson went to jail because he didn't want to snitch on Barry Bonds.
Yeah, he catching that Shine Puffy money.
Dude is still in prison right now.
Shine
Puffy money. Because he doesn't want to talk about that shit.
That's a down-ass homeboy right there. Y'all wish y'all had a homeboy like that all
you
day.
I wish I did
yeah,
shit.
Me too. I know.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
homie, I got is you. Yeah, man. But you ain't going out like that.
No, I don't expect you to go out like that either. We ain't no suckers, like you know what I'm saying? Hey, but Gary,
like
you a sucker. But hey, man, I hope Barry Bonds paying you like that Puffy Shine money, you know what I'm saying?
I doubt it, but...
Oh, did I say that on air? Is Puffy paying Shine? I don't know nothing about that, dog.
Yeah.
I didn't say shit about that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. Fuck that.
Okay, you ready for the next name? Another name that you probably won't know. You ready?
Yeah.
Ignacio Lopez.
Ignacio Lopez.
Mexican dude. He was a chef. Mexico City. In like the 40s or 50s, something like that.
Yeah.
Someone's like, hey, Ignacio, why don't you hook up a dish to serve all these people out here? It's like, all right, I'm going to throw some chips on this plate. I'm going to throw some cheese. I'm going to melt the cheese. I'm gonna throw some jalapenos on there.
That's the shit.
I'm gonna throw some sour cream. Let's call them nachos.
Voila!
Dude invented nachos.
Bitch, have you ever been to any sports game?
Forget sports. If you ever like wanted a snack in life, this dude said, "Hey, let's name them after me. Let's call them nachos."
That's the shit.
People came in. Hey, remember that shit from last week? Give me some of nachos shit.
Yeah.
Now, that's the shit.
Ignacio.
All it is chips and cheese and jalapenos and whatever you want to throw on.
Ignacio, rest in peace, brother.
You are the man, Nacho. You are the man. On the same tip. How about the first dude ever to deliver a pizza? I'm saying.
Jesus in a busted car.
probably got a shitty ass tip.
If he got tipped at all.
1839, give him 19, keep the change. How about the movie voice guy from all the commercials? Come in this Friday.
He's dead now, right?
But they got a new guy.
Yeah, but you know, we know who we talking about.
The OG dude, yeah.
Yeah, we talking about the OG dude.
The OG dude was dope. Here's another OG. You ready? How about Mr. T?
Mr. T is the man! Look. Hogan, look. Alright. Your boy's gonna sound a little Alright.
Racist again?
I'm just saying, man, we need, hey, when I was growing up, we just needed some role models. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm talking about
this white man.
I'm there. Yeah. I mean, we needed some role models. We didn't have a lot, so we had Mr. T, and we had, and even though Mr. T didn't, I was always like, you know, y'all.
What about Coco Beware?
Yeah, what the, blonde hair? Come on, you know, he didn't get much respect. I'm like, man, how you gonna be wearing blonde hair and shit? Like, man, but anyway, all right, y'all know where we coming from.
So I got two more names. They're both on the same tip. You ready?
This is the shit.
Harrison Ford as Han Solo and... Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
Both.
Harrison Ford is the shit because of that. Come on.
Yeah.
Even though, according to South Park...
the greatest show on TV
today... They raped Indy.
The greatest show on TV today as of October 18th, 2008...
They raped Indy.
They raped Indy.
And they kind of did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. He's Indy, and he's Han Solo.
Yeah.
How about his homeboy, also on the list, Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee.
Lando, Colt 45.
Williams. I wish I had a Colt 45 right now. I wish I had a Colt 45.
We drank our fair share of 40 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
No Colts. So, yeah, I think that's the list.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking. You got anybody else on top of your head?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, you know what? I got one more. Fuck that. I got one more.
Ooh, you got?
I got one that I've been saving.
They've been blessed.
I got one that I've been saving since the first episode. One that probably all you European dudes, all you people around the world, you're not going to know. But if you're in America, you know this dude.
Who is?
Not even a real character. You ready?
I'm ready.
Al Bundy. I didn't forget him. I've been holding him off. Al Bundy is my fucking dude.
Al Bundy is the truth.
If I'm making a top 10 list, he's in my top 2.
Al Bundy is the truth.
Al Bundy is the fucking man. No ma'am?
No ma'am.
I remember when I was in like junior high, I swear to God I always wanted a no ma'am shirt.
Doc.
Al Bundy was the fucking man. Yeah. Selling shoes and just hating life.
Yeah.
In his Dodge. Chilling. Chilling. Al Bundy was the dude.
Calling Marcy a chicken.
Yeah. Fucking love that dude.
All right.
I fucking love me some Al Bundy.
So I guess we came correct today, right?
We came. That's the list. I mean, we got like fucking.
Where are we going?
Names. You might as well keep going.
Look. Yeah. All right. Check out the sound stage. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is what we can do for y'all. We can get y'all 50% off porn. How can we get them 50% off porn?
AdamandEve.com. Put in the promo code THEBUSH.
And when you put in the bush, you can get 50%. 50% off porn.
Porn, movies, toys, lube, lingerie, condoms, games, everything.
And if you don't buy it for yourself, please buy it for your mama, because I will be sneaking in through your window.
Yeah.
All right, so we moving on up. Y'all know how we moving, and if nothing else, try and play the game with us. And for our folks over at Get Right Fitness, y'all might want to get over there and get your swole on, get your workout on. If nothing else, check out the new stuff that Get Right Fitness will be doing pretty soon. But other than that, buy some porno products.
AdamandEve.com. Peace.